you keep your Rolling Stones records. Any friend of Sasha Distan.
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed?
G'day, Sparty.
Tell me. Hey, fellas. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you, Joel. I've always wanted to be the staple of something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Just want to be a staple. Mm. How are you, boys?
Going good, mate. Going good.
Just before we get into a bit of housekeeping, look, the NRL's finished up, and with that comes a lot of longing and time that needs to be filled in. And I just want to put it out there, if anyone wants to call or text in, that I have been in constant contact with Dr. Johann Prongman, who's an Austrian-born internet doctor residing in Amsterdam, of all places. And what he says is that when you lose something significant in your life, you need to develop a hobby. So, for example, Rob's been dropping into my DMs and on Twitter, and he has told me and invited me out to look at his 10,465 collection of VHS and Beta World movies that he has in his garage.
Nice.
Right, so everyone needs a hobby to keep themselves busy. So I'm hoping, and I'm a little bit low, because some of the hobbies that may come in could be quite extraordinary given the listenership that that we have. Anyway, bit of housekeeping.
Yeah.
Bit of housekeeping. A big shout out to Kev in Canada, one of the biggest fans of the show. Boys, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Kev in Canada, yes. He loves it. Big fan.
Well, you know, Kev, by the way, I happen to know Kev from up there in Canada. Now, he loves his NHL, right, the National Hockey League. And Ron Tugnet was the big goalkeeper over there. Tugnet? What's his surname? Ron?
Yeah, that's it.
Ron Tugnet.
Yeah, Tugnet.
He's one of his favourites.
Mm. Yeah, right. Well, good on you, Kev. Keep up the good work. Now, boy. With the housekeeping that we need to deal with, obviously in Old Sydney Town, it's been a big week with the freedom, as they've been calling it. And I have been in touch with my man, Rodney, at New South Wales Health, and just to get a little bit of intel on what the top five visited places were from 12:01 a.m. Monday morning or Sunday night, whatever you want to call it. And look, it's thrown up some obvious ones, but obviously some surprises as well. Do you want me to start at number five? What do you think number five would be, boys?
Ooh.
Church?
Pubs. Pubs is at five, not pubs. One.
Wow. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. And what Rodney has told me is that there's a whole lot of people who feel like VIPs, who after pouring 10 weeks of their pokey money into more chili, are feeling like VIPs for a net result of four non-paying features. So people have saved their bucks up, and the pokies were a ring-a-ding-dinging, and the publicans are happy. That's five. Number four, Spotlight. I know, Brian, you have a huge interest in haberdashery and have taken up crocheting over the lockdown.
Yeah.
Velvet. So people wanting velvet. To get in. Yeah. Do you go the long prong or the short prong when you're crocheting, Brian?
Short. Always short. Doesn't, because my fingers are a little bit sensitive, I go to the short ones. The long ones, it's too much area.
Ron Tugnut.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Ron Tugnut is his name. Yeah, not Tugnet.
I reckon Tugnut would know Johann Prongman.
Yeah.
I reckon they'd be mates. Yeah.
Yes, I would have thought.
Brian, you're not alone with the short one, because dexterity is imperative in crocheting, I'm reliably informed. And the really good crocheters use the short one. So bully for you, cowboy, well done. number three and number two are actually a draw. So we've gone for your sort of hairdressers as a whole is number two. But number three, Rambo's Novelty Adult Toy Shop in Woi Woi.
Rambo's still
apparently
kicking.
Yeah, apparently they went off. Rambo's Novelty Adult Toy Shop. Good name for a shop. I'm not sure what sort of toys they sell. But given that they were equal second and third, I wonder whether there could be a collaboration and a bit of a future in this. We're always looking for new business ideas here on IWF. Yeah, W. And just imagine if you could combine a haircut whilst you're selecting some of the Rambo's specialty items. Mm. I think there's something in that.
Thoughts, Brian?
Joel, you're the money man.
I love the idea. I love the idea.
What to... So, are you thinking to use while you're getting a haircut or to take home?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Brian. I hadn't actually gone there, but that's actually something we might look at when we're doing... What's that? What do you call it? Risk and analysis? Is that what you call
SWOT.
It?
SWOT. SWOT. Strength, yeah, weakness, SWAT, that obstacles.
One. Yeah. We'll have a look at that, and we'll also have a look at... Probably have to have a look at some local laws as well when we are discussing that. But either way, I think there's something in it. And that leads us into number one, which surprisingly enough was an independent hardware shop called The Tool Shed. I'm reliably informed that 1201, they were just flying. So there's the top five. Rodney, thank you very much. And as always, he's a font of knowledge, isn't he, Rodney?
Absolutely. Any surprise omissions, you reckon, from that list?
No. What about, and I've brought this up before, places of intimacy, i.e. Pollies and places of that nature?
Well, I'm not ruling out that Rambo's has a first floor and a second floor, Brian. He might be multitasking in that department.
Gotcha.
So perhaps they feature.
Well, I can't
confirm it.
Just stay there for a sec, buddy, because someone has just rung through who will know exactly. Hello.
Sparty, how are you?
Oh, sorry. Odyssey.
Yeah. Good, Rob.
Sparty, you've got two things wrong today. I hate to, you know, tell you that you're wrong, but firstly, I've only got 8,000
sure
VHS. Yeah, 8,000 VHS in my garage. And secondly, you got the number one wrong. The number one place was Kmart at Blacktown. That was the top.
Is that because you were there, Rob?
Selling place. Yeah, I was in the line with the other 2,000, Sparty. Now,
just,
the other thing,
a little
Sparty,
bit of in. You go on.
The other thing is, Sparty, that you sound a bit lonely on this radio when you do this segment. Now, all the best people in the world, you've had Abbott and Costello, you've had Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. What about Rob Dogg and Sparty show? What do you reckon?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Do you really want to know what I think about that, Rob? Look, Rob.
Well, I don't want to rain on your parade.
But
I think you do. Yes. And I think that's becoming very obvious. Hey, Rob, tell me, have you ever rung a radio station three times? Because I don't know who's on at 5:30 today, but I'm sure they'd welcome a call from you, mate, with a little bit more advice on what to do.
I do get encouraged. I did ask for an appointment to ring you once.
Start that music.
Good on you, Rob. Great work, Sparty. Sparty.
Sorry, mate.
I apologise.
No. Yeah, who's encouraging him? Seriously, is it you, Brian Fletcher?
It's not. He rang through after last week. He was quite chuffed that you spoke to him. You weren't speaking to him in a polite manner, I thought, but he seems to. He rang back again.
I like what he's saying, but what Rob doesn't know, it won't be Rob and Sparty. Dicky.
He's good, isn't he?
Dicky and Sparty for sure.
Yeah.
Spart man, one of your best.
Anyway, just before we go, boys, I've just got a little bit of the intel if you want to know. The Redcliffe Dolphins.
Ooh.
You want to, my man at the NRL, Simon Shuttlecock, has confirmed to me that it will actually be the Redcliffe Dolph Lundgrens, and it will be a Rambo Rocky IV theme. They're going to get Dolph on board. He will do laps of the field. And as the boys are running out on the field, there'll be him on the big screen. I must break you.
Yeah.
So stand by. You heard it here first.
Bridget Nielsen make an appearance?
Yes, she can. And I was talking to Brooksy about Bridget Nielsen. I think she's been married 7 times, is what Brooksy told me. So she'd be looking to relocate and have a bit of a quiet time up in Redcliffe. So, yeah, she'll come along as well.
Is she Dolph's partner?
So we heard
it
here first. Always
the manager.
With the short blonde hair, Roxette lookalike.
Yeah.
She had the look.
She was dressed for success, wasn't she, Rod?
Was she married to Sly? at the time?
Oh, yep. I think we went through this. Yeah. Oh. Look, there's been seven, so I reckon he's a chance of being one of them.
We'll go around the grounds after this. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll go around the grounds. And I think she had a song as well. I think she released an album.
Must have been Love. Yes.
Yeah, but it's over now. Righto, boys.
See you, mate.